Hello, good morning, wherever you may be, and welcome to this dreary Monday morning here at the tail end of October, as we're getting ready to slide into the DMs of November and approach BlizzCon at the end of this week. Hi, how are you doing? I'm your host, Will Harrison, creator of Essence of Azeroth, as always, and here to talk with you about all the news you can use on this week of October the 30th, one day before Halloween. And it's actually raining here, so I'm hoping the rain can hold off, because we just moved into this house and it's going to be our first trick-or-treat. And it's a new neighborhood. It's also a very large neighborhood, so I'm not sure what to expect vis-a-vis, you know, number of kids. We live near a high school and a middle school, so I have to assume that we could potentially see a lot of foot traffic, and I will be potentially bummed if I have not bought enough candy. But actually, you know, the other problem is not that if I have bought enough candy, but if I can keep myself and Rachel, if we can both keep ourselves from eating the Halloween candy that we've already bought. Because that's always the problem, like the loop, right? Like, oh, you're trying to be good, you bought all this candy up, you know, early, ahead of time, you're being proactive, and then it's like, I really want a snack. I don't know, there's these bags of candy sitting here right in my line of sight. I guess I could just open the bag and I'll take one. I'll take one Reese cup. I'll take four Reese cups. Oh god, the Reese cups are gone. And that's sadly a true story. So I'm hoping that's going to be good. We actually bought these sealed Pokemon card game booster packs that are specifically themed for Halloween. They're called Trick or Treat boosters. They have like four cards in them, and there's a guaranteed foil card in each one, and it's a set printed specifically for this Halloween giveaway. And what I like about it is that it has a wide variety of cards, and there's actually been some pretty decent cards in there. Like, I've seen a full foil art card appear in them, but it's also not going to be cards that are really hot on the secondary market, so we're not talking about, you know, scamming people and I'm going to buy all the trick-or-treat booster bags and then open them all and make a million, because that's bad. But that has nothing to do with World of Warcraft, so let's talk about that. It's been 2 weeks since our last rested XP, because last week was new episode day, as I finally released the episode on the Forsaken as a race, both their history and their future. So if you are into that, please go check it out right now and consider giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's clicking the 5 stars on Spotify on your mobile app, or maybe even doing me the proper due diligence of going and writing a review on Apple Podcasts, which especially helps. And I hope you've all enjoyed it. Once again, a special shout outs to my friend and the incomparable voice actor Lehman Kessler for joining us for a KPR segment. You can find him over on TikTok as @MayorLovecraft. And I don't remember the specifics, but he's actually going to be doing a voice in a Marvel mobile game coming up. I don't think he's revealed the role, but that's all very exciting, because like when I wrote Jenkins for the KPR segment, I didn't realize that I was basically writing Lehman, but I guess I was in my head. And he nailed it perfectly. I was a wonderful abomination. May Gordo be always a good boy forever and ever. Amen. But if you have thoughts and feelings on that episode, feel free to send a message on any of the social media feeds. You can also leave your comments on Spotify under our Q&A section and tell me what you think about the episode, your thoughts on the Forsaken, where they've been, where they should go, what they should be, because they really are completely open-ended. And I hope that with the next expansion that they get a little bit of shine. It was pointed out to me on social media that there are two races left in WoW that don't have a corresponding allied race to them. The Gilneans and the Forsaken. And that's interesting because both don't really have a clear analog. I saw some people talk about that maybe the allied Gilneans could be Night Elves, who were the original Worgen, finally able to get their consciousness back. So having a base form Worgen and maybe having them be a bit more of a feral version, a little more woolly, a little more wild, which I would be into. My other thought would be gnolls, of course, because when are they going to let me play as Hogger? That's all I want. And like, I don't need a female gnoll model. I think they should totally go the Final Fantasy XIV route and make some races that only allow one specific like body appearance. Like, I'd be fine with that. I assume all gnolls are male coded anyways, so let's just make it happen. But then there's the idea of what to do with the Forsaken. What is an allied race that kind of contours and analogs to them? And I don't really know. I suppose you could do a different race as undead, but then that opens up a question of, like, who? And there's a lot of options because, hey, we all die eventually, right? Then again, they could also do something like they've talked about before and maybe do, like, the satyrs or a succubus or any kind of demon. So just food for thought as we approach into new content season. And by that, I mean it's the most wonderful week of the year. BlizzCon kicks off this Friday. And I thought it'd be fun to not only take a look at the broadcast schedule coming up, but also to kind of put down my own...
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As I'm typing, hold please. Put down my own predictions for what we're going to see. Because it's going to be a very Warcraft-centric BlizzCon this year. For a lot of reasons. We're expecting a new expansion announcement. We're expecting something new for WoW Classic. Warcraft Rumble, the mobile game, will be launching this weekend, officially. So there's a lot going on with the IP and with the franchise, so why not make some guesstimations as to what we think is going to happen? And the one we'll talk about right off the top of, you know, everything and the prediction is that the Tall Dwarves are coming. New WoW expansion is heavily rumored to get revealed this weekend, 11.0. And if leaks are to be believed, then we have a new race in these quote-unquote Tall Dwarves, which look like Titanforged dwarves, really. They look like a mix between the Vrykul and a dwarf, but they still have their Titanforged, like, stone form, which is potentially interesting as... Well, okay, maybe it's not potentially interesting because everything I've heard from anyone I've asked has basically been like, dwarf expansion, do I really want that? And that's the question, isn't it? I mean, I think of all the races the dwarves have gotten the least amount of, like, shine in the history of the game. I mean, besides some stuff with the Dark Irons, and the War of the Three Hammers, has the dwarves ever really gotten anything major in regards to lore besides, like, Bran or Magni being involved in the story? And the answer is not really. So maybe this is a potential move to give that side of the Alliance a little bit of shine. But on the flip side, I understand why people aren't into it. The Titan stuff is ever present. As we make the joke on this show, everything appears to be about the Titans, and sometimes that gets exhausting. So I can totally understand. It's so difficult when it comes to, like, new content for WoW fans, because everybody from the beginning of WoW has always had, like, their wants and hopes and dreams. And I'm right there with you. Like, when am I going to be able to play as a Murloc? When am I going to be able to play as a Naga? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We all have our hopes and dreams that we only really get to account for every 2 or 3 years. And for some people, it's like, oh, I've been waiting to hear what's after Dragonflight because Dragonflight wasn't my cup of tea. And they show me some tall-ass dwarves. Cool. Great. I love that for me. but if the tall-ass dwarves aren't your thing, there does appear to be some other interesting things with this leak and potentially what this expansion could be. And I'm trying to find my link. We're looking at a new zone, the continent of Avaloran, which appears to be the location of Khaz Al-Dan, which we've seen as mentioned as this place where the Titans sent a regiment of Titan Forged to go check out an anomaly, and they were proven to be resistant to the Curse of the Flesh. So they built Khaz Al-Dan, which is expected to be a subterranean capital city, partially subterranean, and then with another part that is above ground. And there's a couple of screenshots. You can find them if you Google Avaloran, Avaloren. See a couple of biomes, a misty forest, an ice and lightning ravine, a desert, a jungle. It looks like this is an area where the Curse of the Flesh has not only been rebuked, but, like, has gone the opposite direction. There's, like, stone dinosaurs and stone, like, creatures and critters walking around. We have a little bit of information as part of this leak in regards to actual content. A level cap of 80. A new neutral race, the Algarret. Tall dwarves made of stone but have colored hair. Neutral race is interesting, because that makes me wonder if they start at, like, level 50. Four zones, which we mentioned before. Khaz Al-Gar, capital city, partially underground. No new specs. Some specs turned into support specs, which is an interesting thing. Lightbound Titan Keepers. So, Lightbound Titan Keepers, Storm Dreadlords. Those two things are really of interest to me right there, because the Lightbound coming back means we're finally picking up that thread of the Lightbound Draenei and their weirdness that we've talked about in past episodes. Other parts of the leak, a boat piloted by a player character. So the no pirates thing could have been true, but players might be getting a boat, which I'm into. Image of Silvermoon with a harbor and Nightborn aesthetics. Gilneas repaired with Night Elf aesthetics and a harbor where the Worgen starting zone is. And take this all with a grain of salt, as with any leak. Sometimes they're true, sometimes they're very true, sometimes they're not true at all. But it's, you know, that's part of the fun, I think, personally. As I take another drink of coffee. And do I hope that this is what the leaks are? I don't know. You know, I'm, as a chronicler of World of Warcraft's story, I'm kind of just along for the ride. And they're never going to let me play as a Murloc, so anything else is just, you know, it's just life. As for other predictions for what's going on, and we'll delve into some other games, because I don't just play World of Warcraft. I assume all of you don't just play World of Warcraft. Close to my heart, because I play it every day with my friend group and Rachel, is Overwatch 2, and we're looking at the reveal of a new tank character in Magua to coincide with the release of the Samoa map, which is really exciting because Magua has been a teased character in the Overwatch story since 2019 when he was first revealed in Baptiste's reveal trailer. And that's interesting because tanks are in a bad place in Overwatch right now. It's not fun playing a tank. It just isn't. You are just a big old target, and ever since they made the game 5v5 and made it so you only had one tank and not two, it's felt like a real thankless job. So I'm hoping that the introduction of Magua can help turn the tide of that, because also it looks like we're getting some nerfs coming to the support side, and I'm hoping the game can find some balance. I think it's in a healthy place in general, but there are definitely some tanks that are just unusable right now, and I hate to say it, but like my main Wrecking Ball, the hamster in a mech, is not particularly good right now because he is just a giant target. Every crowd control character in the game is basically a hard counter to him at the moment, and that's really hard to deal with. What else we have going on at BlizzCon? We should be getting a look at the very least the next season of Diablo 4, but we may also be getting a look at the first expansion, as data mining revealed a entirely new continent in the code that will be to the south of the main continent where players are currently at in Diablo. And, you know, I've been hard on Diablo post-launch because I think they've done a bad job with in-game content, but you know what? I've been brainlessly poking at the Season of Blood with my character this season, and I'm not having fun. The servers seem very dead, which is a bummer. There's hardly ever any players floating around at all. But, you know, you'll have that. We're 5 months from its release, and if it's like past Diablo games, the first expansion is going to be a thing that fixes a lot of the game's problems, so I remain cautiously optimistic. The other speculation I have, and if you know me, you know this is all I've been talking about lately, is my favorite MOBA in the world, Heroes of the Storm, might as well be called World of Warcraft the MOBA, because it's mostly WoW characters. I think it's coming back, y'all. I think it's coming back. I have nothing hard. I have no hard evidence to say this, but there are things aligning. Both the purchase of Blizzard by Microsoft and recent updates. The game's gotten two patches in 2 months, and there's a PTR patch coming up that is a significant overhaul of a crap ton of bugs. Every character is getting some kind of adjustment. They're adding in new icons for each character. They're relabeling the difficulties for each character. So if you haven't played Heroes, each potential playable character, each hero, has a difficulty label showing like easy, medium, or hard. Like how hard are they to play? And they've readjusted and redone all of those for every character. So I think at the least, if we're not getting a revival, I think that Heroes of the Storm could end up on Xbox Game Pass with a deal similar to how Valorant is on Game Pass and unlocks every hero. I could see some kind of access for Game Pass players where you get access to every hero. And that would be incredibly smart because that would be an easy way to figure out if the game has legs. Basically, if there is an interest, if it's worth bringing back, because I have to imagine that it's of interest to them. StarCraft is definitely of interest to Microsoft. There are a lot of old heads in the higher ups of Microsoft that are from the RTS days, and they love RTSs. And I mean, obviously, they're still making well, they were up until this year, Age of Empires remakes. So I have to think that, at the least, getting StarCraft off the ground is of extreme interest to them. And when you know it, Heroes of the Storm runs off the busted-ass StarCraft II engine. So I'm just saying, I'm not going to be mad if there is no Heroes of the Storm news at BlizzCon. However, I do expect to see some kind of, like, at least announcement that it's coming to Steam and or Game Pass. And besides that, like, it's pretty much up in the air as to what is we're going to see. The opening ceremony is on Friday, November 3rd at 11 p.m. Pacific. So 2 p.m. Eastern time. And there are three WoW-related panels. At 1:30 Pacific on Friday, it is the WoW What's Next panel, followed at 3:30 Pacific by the WoW Classic What's Next panel. And the WoW Classic one is interesting because nobody knows what they're going to be doing with WoW Classic. Surely they're not going to do Kata Classic. I mean, I'm only speaking for me, but I don't know who wants that. I don't consider Kata to be classic WoW. More to the point, if they're going to fully do the cataclysming of the WoW old world, then why not just play retail? Which is why, as my last prediction, I actually think they're going to announce a brand new expansion for WoW Classic. Brand new content, but done in the aesthetic and the design philosophy of the old game. And I could be wrong. Part of the problem is that we don't know how many players actually play Classic. We don't know what the interest is. Blizzard doesn't release those numbers. Theoretically, there are a lot of WoW Classic players, but we don't know. But there's definitely going to be something new. We just don't know what yet. And it could be that we get a remix of Cataclysm, where they do Kata, but they do it in a different way. It's hard to tell. But we'll find out, because that WoW Classic panel is at 3:30 on Friday, and then we have a World of Warcraft deep dive on Saturday at noon Pacific. So there's a lot of WoW going on this weekend. If you're going to BlizzCon, BT Dubs, reach out to me. I would like to send you money so that you can buy me a Murloc hat and ship it back to me. And I'm not kidding. There are three hats. Three of those Murloc hats are going to be available at BlizzCon in pink, gray, and the normal green. And I need one desperately. Help me. We can make this happen. Reach out to me however you can. And on that note, we're going to head out here. You can expect the next episode, the next official episode of Essence of Azeroth, somewhere in the next 3 weeks. I'm actually still reading and doing research for it now, so we will see. Maybe if I get motivated this weekend, we'll start writing it and see what happens. But until then, I hope you have a good week. Enjoy BlizzCon. It's a fun week. It's fun watching all the panels. It's fun seeing new announcements. I will be writing about it for esports.gg, so you can follow along on there if you need coverage news. And until then, I'll see you next week when we try to rest further for some more XP. I need to work on the outro. That's terrible. That's bad.